Well, we want to look this morning at how to have victory, because some of us need some help with that. how to have victory. If you ever walk by any of the tables Wednesday night dinner when we come here at 5:15 and eat together, you hear about victory. We talk a lot about football, especially with these youth around here. And as we get to the table and we start eating our meal, oh, you'll hear about victory from our youth, and you'll hear about defeat. And there's victory in football. And there is victory in all kinds of things. There's victory and there's the lack of victory. Yesterday, we did not have victory in squirrel hunting. Christian and I went to Auburn, and John Allen had a soccer tournament in Birmingham. And so we were in Birmingham Friday night, and then came and made it all the way to Auburn late Friday night and spent the night and got up and left at 5:45 in the morning, or close to it, to go squirrel hunting. And this was Christian and I's first time. Yes, I'm 40 years old. That's my first time hunting. I'm sorry, none of y'all have ever asked me to go. But but anyway, so Christian and I've shot guns before, but you know, just hadn't hunted. But Christian and I went squirrel hunting with Uncle Doug. That's my brother-in-law, my sister's brother in Auburn. And we went out to this land, and I tell you what, I thought that was going to be the easiest thing in the world. I'm sure Christian did too. And we got out to that land, and I just thought they'd be running around everywhere. Psh, shoot that one. Let's get that one. Let's get that one. What do you want to use now? Let's get a pistol. Let's see if we can, you know. But there was nothing. On all that hunting land, no squirrels. And we walked, and we looked, and we split up, and we had some people go a little bit and try to scare them around the tree this way, and then we'd go up the other way and try to scare them the other way. But they weren't there. There was nothing. It was just quiet. And we found probably at least 20 squirrel nests in the trees, and we'd go up and we'd shake the tree, and Christian would be waiting with his 22 up against the tree. But there was nothing. We didn't have victory in squirrel hunting. But we did have victory in spending some great time together. We did have victory in daddy-son time and extended family time and just having a great time together, just being there. And we did have victory in everything else about it, in the breakfast that J.D. cooked his... that's another story. But we did have victory in those things. And we did have victory in asking Christian, what was the most exciting thing about it? Just being up against that tree and waiting for something to come out of that squirrel nest. But nothing ever did. And then I get up early this morning and I walk outside of my front porch and that's where they all are. I must have seen 25 in like 7 seconds. They were everywhere. They had all left and gone to our house. How can we have victory in everything? Victory over sin. Victory in temptation. Victory in life. Victory in your job. Victory. How do you have victory? Let's look at Psalm 44. Let's learn from Psalm 44. God has some wonderful things to say about victory in Psalm 44. If you're new at this, there should be a Bible next to you in the chair. And just open it to the middle and back up a little bit, and you'll see Psalms, spelled with a P. Look at Psalm 44. Now, in Psalm 44, this must have been written after a big defeat that Israel had. This psalm is a cry for help from Israel, from the people of Israel. It's a cry for help after some defeat that they've had from the enemy. So maybe that's you this morning. Maybe you've just had some defeat of the enemy. Maybe you've got some defeat in your life. Well, this is for you. How do we have victory? And the title there for the director of music of the sons of Korah, Amaskel, and the sons of Korah, this was David, King David appointed Korah in his liturgical worship at the temple. And then these are his descendants. It's the choir that the choir of Korah's descendants. And you know, the Psalms, the book of Psalms, it's the Hebrew songbook. It's just like our Baptist hymnal that we pick up, but this is the Hebrew songbook here. And so let's learn about God's victory in these first eight verses. Let's look at it together. We have heard with our ears, O God, our fathers have told us what you did in their days, in days long ago. With your hand you drove out the nations and planted our fathers. You crushed the peoples and made our fathers flourish. It was not by their sword that they won the land, nor did their arm bring them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you loved them. You are my king and my God, who decrees victories for Jacob. Through you we push back our enemies. Through your name we trample our foes. I do not trust in my bow. My sword does not bring me victory, but you give us victory over our enemies. You put our adversaries to shame. In God we make our boast all day long, and we will praise your name forever. Let's just learn about God's victory, how we can have victory. Just in those first eight verses, let's look at some of them. Well, first of all, how to have victory. And these are all going to be, remember the something. There'll be a P word there if you want to get ready. But just listen for what the Lord's telling you. And just take down what He's telling you so you can put it into practice. How can we have victory? Well, first of all, remember the past. How do you have victory? Remember the past. Look at verse 1 and 2. We have heard with our ears, O God, our fathers have told us what you did in their days. In days long ago, with your hand you drove out the nations and planted our fathers. You crushed the peoples and made our fathers flourish. You see, they had heard what God had done in the past with their fathers. They had heard this about Moses, and they had heard how God led His people out of slavery and used Moses. And they had heard how God parted the Red Sea and let Moses and all God's people cross. And then as all the enemies came, Pharaoh and all his armies, as they came through, how God just shut the sea back up and they all drowned and they died and all the enemies were defeated. They had heard this. They had heard how the Israelites went through and conquered the Promised Land through Joshua, God's servant, and all the incredible things. They had heard all these things in the past that God had done. Well, if you want victory right now, you need to remember the past. You need to remember what God has done. You need to look back in your life. And you can look back most immediately. You can look at the last thing God just did in your life, the last amazing thing you saw Him do. And you can look to that. Or you can go way back. You can go back and open the Scripture and just read about what God has done way back. You can read about Moses and what he did. You can go back to Jesus and you can just read through the Gospels. You can start in the book of John and just read what God has done in the person of Jesus. That was just God in human form. God made flesh. That was Jesus walking there. If you want to know who God is, what He's like, what He does, what He talks about, you just look at Jesus. That's God with a human body on. And you look at what He's done, how He walked on the sea and how He calmed the storm and how He raised the dead and how He healed the sick and gave the blind sight. And you just go all the way back there if you need to. But if you want victory, remember the past. When I think back in my own life, some things I remember in my Christian walk, I remember years ago. I remember when God really revealed Himself to me as the Good Shepherd. I remember we were down at the beach and I was just walking or exercising or something. And I remember the Gulf was to my left and I was coming through a bunch of hotels or something. And maybe I was quoting Psalm 23 or something. I don't remember how it happened, but I remember it was I was probably kind of going through Psalm 23 in my head. But the Lord really laid it on my heart and really spoke to me to where I remember it today. And I go back to it, that He's my good shepherd. He's always protecting me and guiding me and taking care of my needs and providing for me. God really spoke that to me. So I can remember back to that. You've got your own. I remember the boat starting. I remember when we were, a lot of mine are our Marina Bay trips, I guess, being in the Gulf. I remember being in the bay in Fort Walton Beach in my cousin's husband's boat. And it dying in the middle of the bay, and they tried everything with the engine, and they took it apart and did all these things and kept trying. And it was just dead. It wasn't going to start. And I remember praying and just asking God, would you please start it? And just believing that He was going to. And it was kind of exciting. And then asking somebody to start it, and then they started, and then, whoa! I remember that today. I can go back. Remember the past. Remember what you've seen God do, what you've heard God do, especially through His Scripture, but in your own life and in the people's lives, the believers around you. I remember Miss Zeta coming here and saying, pray for this family in the neighborhood. They need a car. And I remember praying that Wednesday night and then a few days later hearing that they had two people come up to them and offer them cars. Wow. Remember back. I remember the money just lasting through seminary when we lived in New Orleans and we knew we wanted to have children and we were both working jobs and we knew that when we had children we wanted Allison to be able to stay home if possible so she could really take care of the kids and so I remember we would live off of just my income when we first got married and we'd try to live off of that and just try to save the rest, hers and that kind of thing. And then I remember God called me to go to seminary and we left to New Orleans and you don't make a lot of money in seminary and people give you gifts and things and that's nice, but you try to make it. And I remember actually it was Allison's testimony. She was the one watching the money as we were there for 3 years and she saw our savings just going down. And then when it was time to graduate, it was gone. And I remember God gave us just enough money to go to seminary for 3 years. You can remember back to the past. I remember what He's done in my life. I remember how much I used to drink and how I used to party. And I remember not remembering what happened the next day and wondering, hoping I didn't get in the car, hoping I didn't hurt or kill somebody or get in the car and drive and hoping everything was okay. And I remember going to jail a couple times because I did get in the car and I would drive. And I remember that. And I remember hearing people tell me, oh, you'll never change. You know, you'll never change. And I remember God coming to me and saying, surrender your life to me. Are you willing to put me first in your life above everything? Your girlfriend, your party life, your everything. And I've been with my girlfriend 5 years. Praise the Lord, I got to keep her. But I remember all that, and I know that God has changed my life, and I can look at that. What do you remember? Remember the past. Do you want victory? How do you have victory? Remember the past. Next, remember the power. How do you have victory? Remember the past. Remember the power. Look at verse 3a. It was not by their sword that they won the land. Remember, they just talked about how God gave all the people of Israel victory and all this. Verse 3a. It was not by their sword that they won the land, nor did their arm bring them victory. It was your right hand, your arm. Remember the power. The power is not in you. You can't make yourself any better. You can't win any victories. It's not in you. It's in Him. You can't even, and if you think, I'm a self-made man, you know, I can win tons of victories. I've won tons of them. Go ahead and try to take your next breath without God. Go ahead and try to keep your heart beating. And try to make it beat 10 more times after God says it's done. I'm stopping your heartbeat right here. We can't do anything apart from Him. We live and move and have our being in Him. Remember the power. If you want victory, remember the power. I just read this morning in Psalm 127. And you can look it up if you want. Psalm 127, 1. Actually, you might not have time to go there. I'm going to just mention it. But God says in Psalm 127, 1, write it down. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord watches over the city, they watch in vain who watch over it. And God just gives us two examples there, but He means it's in everything. Unless the Lord does this thing in and through you to provide the victory, you do it in vain who do it. It's Him. He's where the power is at. Imagine trying to seeing a dirty floor and a dirty house and a dirty carpet, and imagine getting the vacuum cleaner and just deciding you're not going to plug it in that day. You'll see if you can do it without the power. Have fun. Well, you can go through all the motions. You can go over every inch of that carpet. But you're not going to have victory without the power. You've got to plug it in. Imagine having a dead smartphone, and this has been such a blessing to me, and I do everything on it now. You know, whatever, find the weather, do my sermons, write my notes, look up commentaries, look up Greek and Hebrew, read the Bible. I guess that's why they call it a smartphone. It's way smarter than me, and you know, so that my calendar. What am I doing today? Use it for just about everything. And but what if I decided to use it without the power? It went dead and I said, oh, forget it. I'm going to use it without the power. Well, it would look like that. I would have no victory. I couldn't do a thing today. That is how you are. That is how I am. When you try to do things yourself, when we try, we fail. We're like that. We're like a dead cell phone. We're like a powerless vacuum cleaner. We're like a car without gas. When you try, you fail. When you trust, He prevails. He's the power. He's the power source. When you trust, you live in the power of the Holy Spirit. You see victory because it's Him, not you. You see Him working. You see Him doing amazing things. So, how do you have victory? Remember the past. Remember the power. Remember the person. Look at the second part of verse 3 through 7. Remember the person. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you loved them. You are my King and my God who decrees victory for Jacob. Victories for Jacob. Through you we push back our enemies. Through your name we trample our foes. I do not trust in my bow. My sword does not bring me victory. But you give us victory over our enemies. You put our adversaries to shame. Remember the person. Remember Almighty God. Do you know God? Do you know the person? Do you know the one who brings victory? Do you have a personal relationship with Him? Here's how you get to know Him. Get to know Him. This is more like a phone than a book. This is how you communicate with Him. This is where He has revealed who He is. This is where He's revealed. This is His Word. It's living. It's active. It's not a book. It's His Word. It's living. It's active. This is how He's revealed Himself, His ways, and His expectations. The way you get to know somebody is by their word. You're hearing my word right now. If we sit down together and we have lunch and we talk, I hear your word, you hear my word, and we get to know each other. We build a relationship. This is the Word of God. If you want to get to know Him, He's revealed Himself. He's trying to talk to you. And it's through this. He wants to communicate with you. He wants you to know Him. Do you know Him? Do you know the person with the power? Have you gotten to know Him? And be careful even with this. Jesus said to the religious people of that day, you study the Scriptures diligently. The Word. You study the Scriptures diligently because you think that through them you will have life. You study the Scriptures diligently because you think that through them you'll have life. But these are the Scriptures that point to me. Jesus was saying, you can study the Bible all you want, but if you don't come to know Jesus, if it's not all about a relationship, if it's about a checklist and a to-do list and learning all about the Bible you can, you missed it. You missed it. These are the words that point to me. Jesus is the Word of God made flesh. And these are the words that point you to Him. That point to Him. He is the Word in human form. But we have to have a relationship with Him. He wants that relationship with you. Do you know the person? Remember the person. And He said right here that it was His arm, His hand, it's His power. Do you know Him personally? The light of your face. I'm in verse 3. And the light of your face, for you loved them. Do you know how much He loves you? Do you know Him? Do you see the light of His face? Do you see His face everywhere you look? Do you see Jesus? If you want victory, remember the past. Remember the power. Remember the person. And finally, remember the praise. Remember the praise. Look at verse 8. When you remember the person, now you know where the power is coming from. You know who to depend on. And you know who brings the victory. It's Him. So remember the person. Get to know the person. Find out what He wants. Every day, wake up early in the morning. Get before Him. Don't venture out into a day yourself, trying to do it your way. Get before Him. Say, what do You have for me, Lord? Be confessed. Lord, I want to be a pure, clean vessel. Live through me today. What do You have for me? Remember the person. And then remember the praise. Verse 8. In God we make our boast all day long, and we will praise Your name forever. Remember the praise. Thank. We praise Him. Praise Him throughout the day. Praise Him all day long. Have your mind on Him. And be praising Him. And not to yourself. Not just under your breath saying, thank You, Lord. That's awesome. And there's people right around you. Praise Him. Remember His praise. This says in verse 8, in God we make our boast all day long. Do you boast about Him all day long? Do I do that? Do you go up to whoever you meet and just boast on the Lord because of what He's doing in your life and who He is? And boast all day long. And we will praise Your name forever. Praise Him. How do you do that? We do it a lot of times in restaurants. You boast on Him. You pray to Him. And there's people around watching. And you say that prayer in that restaurant. Praise the Lord. Do it throughout the day. I remember on the way to Birmingham, we were just praising the Lord. There was the most beautiful sunset. You wouldn't believe it. On the way to Birmingham, Christian said it was the most beautiful one he had ever seen. Definitely one of mine. And we were just saying, thank You, Lord. This is beautiful. And we prayed in the car. We praise You for this sunset. Look at this. Look how You paint, Lord. You're amazing. Praise Him. And then at squirrel hunting, just praise Him throughout the day. I got a text squirrel hunting saying that John Allen's team, Lamp, it was a tournament, and so they were leading up to the championship game, and John Allen, being a freshman, he didn't think he's going to get hardly any playing time, and it's almost all seniors on the team, and I got a text as we were hunting, and it said that John Allen scored a goal from, with 36 seconds left, scored a goal from, I already asked him if I could choose, scored a goal from over half field back, and the offensive people were going up, and they dropped the ball back to him, and then he kicked it, and it went all the way into the goal, and he scored from over half field, and they won the game with less than 30. Well, you know what I did? I didn't care about who was around me doing all the squirrel hunting. I said, I read that text, I said, praise the Lord! I said, look, I'm going to boast on God. I said, look what the Lord has done through John Allen. Look how He used him. Look how He's blessed him. Look at this. We need to do that all day long. Praise the Lord. Remember to praise. So how do we have victory? Remember the past. Remember the power. Remember the person. Remember the praise. Let's pray to Him. Father, we do ask that You'd help us, Lord, to have victory in everything. We know that's Your will for us. We know You want us to be victorious. So Lord, help us to remember the past and see You. Go to Your Word often and know You and all that You've done. and see what you've done in our lives and the lives of others around us. Let us remember that. Let us remember the power that it's never us. It's always you, and that you bring the victory. Lord, let us remember you, the person, and just get to know you daily, more and more every day. We want to know you. We want to see your face. We want to know your love. And Lord, help us to remember the praise and just be praising you for all the victories and all that you're doing in our lives. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Chris is going to lead us in a closing song. And maybe the Lord has touched on something in your heart this morning and in your life. Maybe he's pinpointed a certain issue for you or a certain thing in your life, maybe that needs victory. I want to invite you to, as Chris leads us in this song, you can come up to this altar and you can pray about that and just ask the Lord about that and just deal with that with the Lord. You can pray at your seat if there's some victories that you need to be praying about. You can get on your knees if you want. And Chris is going to lead us in a song. Maybe you're giving your life to Jesus today. You're going to be his follower. Come walk down this aisle and express that. We want to celebrate with you. As Chris leads us in this song, come down here and come meet me and let's talk about that. Maybe you want to join this church and you realize this is where you belong. You come, but do whatever the Lord tells you to as Chris leads us.